And record. Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation, and I have my good friend Carolyn Geiger, a nurse midwife with Ultrasound for Midwives. We wanted to do in our series of interviews talking about the business inspirational side to midwives. You and I have talked about it many, many times, and especially my company. It's near and dear to my heart to inspire that entrepreneurial spirit. So, Carolyn, if you want to talk about your transition from working from someone else to being a business owner when you're semi-retired, I think that's so fascinating.
Well, it's very interesting because I retired and said, retirement sitting around is not for me. I still want to be an active practicing midwife in one way or another, and decided that ultrasound was a skill I had that I could share with others. And it gives me an opportunity to stay a little in the clinical environment, get my hands on a few bellies every once in a while, but mostly to be sharing ultrasound knowledge with my colleagues, midwives, nurse practitioners, physicians, to be using ultrasound to the fullest extent that you're interested in doing. And
well, it's the cool part of you have a passion. If you, like I always stress to midwives, if you could do something every day and whether they paid you or not paid you and you love what you're doing, how do you make a business out of it? So I think it's so cool. You have this passion, you have this unique skill set, and you saw the need.
Well, and I started out, I thought, I don't, what I know about running a business is very small, but the AC&M fall meeting was coming up with all the service directors and movers and shakers in the college going to be there. So I quickly got, have a graphic design person who did a website for me, and got some brochures made for me, and off I went to the meeting and began distributing my brochures and just talking to people. Do you want to learn to do ultrasound? And the answer was yes, yes.
Yeah. So thank you, Carolyn, for starting this company.
So I got started, and I really relied a lot on word of mouth for my first couple years, and that kind of held me over. Then I met Leslie, and Leslie started talking with me more about business aspects. And my biggest weakness was that I didn't have much marketing, and really don't have the skills to be doing that for myself other than just talking to people about it. And that's pretty limiting. So,
well, and I think that's what midwives were so good at, because a lot of midwives will say, well, I don't need a marketing campaign. And I said, maybe in 5 to 7 years, when you're so busy and you've got so many amazing clients that are speaking the rooftops about you. But in the beginning, you could have the best thing in the world, but if nobody knows you exist, it doesn't matter.
That's exactly right. And so Leslie helped me get some marketing started and connected me with a wonderful marketing person, Casey Mesmer, and her business. She markets entirely for midwives, and she has put me on the map. It's just amazing how much doing Facebook ads and what else are we doing?
You're doing so many things. You're doing email campaigns. I think midwives, we need to stress, like, whatever budget you have, whether you're big or small, leveraging the worldwide internet, like flyers mailing out and doing these older versions used to be a great way, but we have so much opportunity to get you to millions of people for a fraction of the cost. So right. I love helping companies, especially semi-retired midwives, because you have such knowledge and expertise, but the strength is not technology. It's not keeping up with the trends. Like, I'm not that old and I can't even keep up with the trends. So those are really important parts. And I think when we are business owners, you know what you're good at. you know what you're not good at, and you leverage out to those experts, because we are just one person and our time is so valuable. And why, when Casey has a master's in marketing and I try to Google search for 6-8 hours, I can't compete with that.
That's right. And so I am so thrilled, and I don't have to worry about it, because she takes care of all of that for me. Yep. And gives me the opportunity to spend my time doing teaching and growing my the quality of what I'm providing. So
I guess, Carolyn, one of the questions that I just thought of, I didn't ask ahead of time, but what did you notice was the biggest shift from working for somebody your entire life to being a business owner? Like, what would you notice as your big, like, aha, this was a big, I'm dependent on myself versus I'm getting a paycheck in 2 weeks, or, oh my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? This, I love XYZ about this. I would love to hear your shift.
Well, certainly that paycheck thing is one of those that it's intermittent. You don't know quite what's coming next, and it's not so reliable.
It could be zero. It could be unlimited, depending on how you set things up, for sure.
Exactly. And so I was fortunate that at least we got off to a good enough start that I didn't have to worry about that so much. But I love the freedom of being able to say, yes, I can come to your practice. Yes, you want it to be focused on one particular aspect more than another. Yes, we can do that. You have 3 midwives. Oh, you have 18 midwives. Yes, we can do that. Well, this is how we'll set it up, and we'll make this work. And I did an awful lot of just kind of making decisions off the top of my head and working with them, because that's what was being required. I've done a lot of teaching with students that I hadn't anticipated doing at all, but it was so exciting to be teaching students who were looking for their future, and this was really important to them. And having been a program director, it's been wonderful working with program directors and what it is that they want for their students to learn, and what their scope needs to be. And I can design a course for what they need. And so I really love being able to be that flexible and do it. And I don't have to ask anybody's permission to do that.
Yeah. When you become a business owner, it's very difficult to start working for somebody else, because you know, or like if something is a system, especially running a private practice versus now you joined a bigger healthcare system, you're like, oh, this is an outdated policy. Let's talk about it at the meeting next week and let's update it, versus it takes 2 years to go through 20 steps. So when you're a business owner, it's so difficult to see. You can change it. You can improve it. You can do it on your own terms. You can, if there's a philosophy versus if you're working for someone else, it's a give and take. Like you can add your little style, but if there's a system or a flow or who you resource out to, because you're part of a bigger organization, that's the give and take of being midwives. I think the other part that's really interesting is midwives tend to have the personalities that fit really well with business ownership. We fight the system. We want the best quality. We want it on our own terms. So I think that business ownership, if we can get past the barriers and myths and hesitancies that a lot of midwives have, particularly nurse midwives, I don't think it's so much with certified professional midwives, because they go into training that a hospital's not going to hire them. Like if they want to work, they're creating their own private practices or finding somewhere to work for, but most of them start their own. So it's always interesting to me when nurse midwives, as new graduates, have this barrier fear, I have to get a couple years experience before I start my business. And I was like, CPMs and direct entry midwives don't think that way. Where do we get that glass ceiling effect that if you feel like you want someone on your team that you can go to for questions and resources, just like if you hired somebody, let's create that.
Right. Right. So it's been very exciting to be able to create it the way that I feel with the background that I've had and the experience that I've had. I kind of know how it should go and have enough experience to work it in that direction. So, I didn't have a lot of business experience. So I've had to learn about invoicing and
taxes and deductions and payroll and all these fun things.
Yes, all of those kinds of things. So there's been a steep learning of those things. I call Leslie periodically. What am I going to do about this?
Yeah. That's similar to me. Like, I've had a passion. I knew I wanted to be a midwife when I was 16, and I knew I wanted to be a private home birth, innocent, Amish, take care of, live in my little happy world. And if you'd have told me 18 years ago, this is where I'd end up, I'd like, no. But you realize who you are as you evolve. You realize the type of dream midwifery practice I want to create, I can't do in my hometown yet. I tried for 5 years. I worked really hard at it. So how do I step back if I found a challenge, I found a need, I found an issue, and if I want to retry making this practice, what do I have to change in the backdrops? And that's why in 2017, I started this company. I jumped down the rabbit hole of real estate investing, finances, budgets, taxes, business, legal, which isn't typically what a midwife likes to learn about, but right. I saw the value in it. I come from a background where all my family are engineers and mathematicians. And so the big joke when we have family get-togethers were, I can do a calculation all day long without a computer, but there's no algorithm to birth. So I picked the challenge.
That's exactly right.
I think it's when you find your love, you learn who you are, what makes you happy. Like, I got more anxious as time went on about litigation and being available 24/7 and having a young family. Like, I didn't want to keep missing baseball games. I didn't want to, like you and I have talked about it, my kids are 11, 9, and 2 for a reason, my midwifery practice. Like, I couldn't be a mom and a midwife with the current structure and system I created. So I stepped back and I saw the need. I saw what needed to be available. It just didn't exist. So you and I are trailblazers of, like, and that's what I think is so amazing. I've talked to so many wonderful midwife business owners. We need to get past, it's not just starting a home birth center, catching babies, midwifery practice. As midwives, we can start anything that supports our families and communities.
That's right. Absolutely. And if I can do it, you all can do it.
No matter your age, no matter the barriers, I think it's getting back to the basics of what are you good at? What are you not good at? Having a good self-reflection. Like, when I do business consulting for startups or established practices, we do just as much professional development as we do business knowledge. If I give you the best business plan in the world, but you've never ran a business, you don't know how to negotiate, you don't know how to resolve challenges between staff, like, that's a learning curve. Like, it's right. Not just creating the foundation, but the person running it really influences the success. And I love your mentality of reinforcing, start small, jump in, don't get yourself in this cycle of, oh, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have this, and this lined up. You just said, there's a group of opportunities coming. I've got to put some stuff together. It may not be the highest caliber I want right now, need to get myself out there.
Yes. And that's kind of what I've done along the way. And I did those mailings and send them out and stuff. That doesn't work.
It's a starting point. I did it in the beginning, but you kind of, if you don't know what you don't know, you can't get yourself to here if you don't gradually, like, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to have issues. Like, that's just life. But I think we're taught too long that failure is a bad thing. And as you learn professional development with business, you're taught failure gets you faster to success. Failure is a learning opportunity. If you do everything right all the time, like, I was the type A 4.0 perfect. I never had hard knocks of life till I got and started my midwifery practice after graduate school.
Right. There you go. So And yeah. I'm doing it after retirement. See,
you know, whether you're 30 or you're 70, it does not matter. Anybody, like, I think that's what's fun, because a lot of midwives that run private practices don't have a pension, don't have a retirement plan, don't have, their body won't let them be a midwife anymore, but they don't have revenue streams set up. So I love working with semi-retired midwives that are like, I want to be involved in midwifery still, but my mind is still there, but my back won't let me bend anymore for catching those babies at 2 a.m. So how do we take your knowledge and skills? So that's why I've loved the online courses and creating another platform, Empowering Midwifery Education, because I'm taking this wonderful knowledge of other midwives, 30, 40 years of practicing. How do we get that to the masses and create passive income streams for these midwives? So
that's right.
So, well thank you. Thank you, Carolyn. I am so excited to watch where your practice is going the next couple of years. And you and I are more than happy to talk to aspiring midwives, aspiring business owners that want to create practices in any extent, so they can reach out to both of us.
Yes, anytime.
Okay. Thank you, Carolyn. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same.